Good morning, 7:40 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our monthly chat with folks from the Coffeyville Public Library. And right now we have Lois Hendricks. How are you doing, Lois?
Doing fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. And glad to have you back here in the new year.
Yes, happy new year to you too. And we wish everyone a wonderful year in 2023. But I'd like to introduce our new director, Rachel Kosalka.
Hello.
Welcome. Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, good to have you. And we were just talking a little bit earlier. You've officially now started as director, right?
Yes. So I started about just before Christmas. So
that's great. That's wonderful. And you're from the area. You're no stranger to the Coffeyville Library by any means.
No, I worked for the Coffeyville Library for about 4 years, from 2016 to 2020. I went over to ICC to be the GED instructor for the last 2 years. And then now I've come back to my roots because I really love Coffeyville and I really love working here.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And of course, just overseeing, I'm sure, the day-to-day operations and everything like that, you know, the buck kind of stops with you, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm like the go-to person for questions and basically.
So. Oh, that's great. Do you have anything as we're kind of looking into, I guess, your tenure and starting, not administration, I say, but kind of like that. Anything you're kind of looking forward to as we get into 2023? A lot's happening this year, I'm feeling like.
I'm excited that we are starting to really ramp up programming. Programming was, like, during 2020, things really kind of, everything closed down. And that meant programming really went down too. And so now that we're, you know, out of the pandemic and everything, we want to bring back a lot of the programs that we had before and some new ones too.
Oh, great. So. Well, it's great to have you here. It's just awesome.
And we're going to have a meet and greet reception for Rachel on January the 12th from 11 to 4. This is a come and go event. So please join us in welcoming Rachel and enjoy some refreshments.
Yes, we have cake.
That's great. Well, cake's always appreciated.
Yes.
Okay, things going on at the library. Our special display case in the adult library is decorated in snowman theme to fit the season. Books on display in the case are New Year, New You, such as Healthy Cooking, Pegan Diet, and we also have winter-themed mystery books and DVDs. We will also have a Martin Luther King Jr. display of his books and copies of I Have a Dream speech available. The library will be closed Monday, January the 16th, in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Our toddler section and preschool section of the library is expanding in many ways through the Montessori method of education. The Montessori method was developed by Dr. Maria Montessori in the 1900s. It is a specific centered method of education that involves child-led activities through various activity stations. Our children's library reflects this, and we are very proud to offer this opportunity for your child. So the January story time. Every Wednesday at 10 o'clock, we have story time, and sometimes we have crafts with our playtime. January the 11th, 10 o'clock, All About Snowmen by Catherine Clay, and we will make a take-home snow person. January 18th, 10 o'clock, we will learn about Martin Luther King Jr. and why we have a special holiday just for him. January 25th, at 10 o'clock, 10 Ways to Hear the Snow by Kathy Camper. The teens meet every Wednesday at 4 o'clock for Dungeons and Dragons. We will have another adult craft on Thursday, January 26th, at 4 in the community room. We will have a design your own coaster. This is free and no sign-up sheet is needed. Now for our Shel Silverstein moment. The poem is called Snowball. I made myself a snowball, as perfect as could be. I thought I'd keep it as a pet and let it sleep with me. I made it some pajamas and a pillow for its head. Then last night it ran away. But first, it wet the bed.
I remember that one.
Yeah, I recognize that one, too.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, that's it for this time. Stay warm and safe, and as always, be kind to everyone. See you next month.
Okay. Well, Lois, it's wonderful. That was a wonderful update. And Rachel, it is just fantastic to meet you. And sounds like we are off to a great start with programming for January and February.
I hope so.
All right. Well, we look forward to, of course, you'll see me around for sure. I'll be stopping by as I always do. So thank you, ladies, again, and have a wonderful month.
Thank you. You too.
All right. And we'll be right back with more here on the Mighty 690. Keep it here on KGGF.